Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're continuing the conversation here, picking up, and we're going to go into the fourth tactic. Believe it or not, we're going to hit the fourth tactic today and give what is the light perspective of that. Before we do that, it's so important because we found out that two children, if you would, of Saul Alinsky is President Barack Obama back then. He wasn't when he was president, but back then.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, the Chicago connection talks about it in a particular article written in March the 2nd, 2008. And you can actually see the article on the VFN Torch by Richard Pro. He writes about the Alinsky crowning achievement was his recruitment of a young high school student named Hillary Rodham, which is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She met Alinsky through radical church group. So in the church, right?
Church
sounds
group.
Like Revelation chapter 2,
wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the church. Hillary wrote wrote analysis of the methods of Alinsky in the Wesley College. What she did was she wrote a thesis. Her thesis was written, and the thesis that she wrote was entitled, we have this thesis here, "There is Only the Fight, an Analysis of Alinsky Model."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when she graduate from her university,
mm-hmm.
she wrote about the ones whose teaching that she was holding on to. I mean, you can see this right there on Wikipedia. We'll make it also available to you on the VFN Torch. So we're just trying to learn, you know, what spirit are you of?
Mm-hmm.
And we as the church, you know, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to understand, and we do not need to kick into those kind of modes, but we just, and don't try to control anybody either, because you're doing the same thing somebody else is doing. Just realize, wow, you know. And you start saying, well, I think we need to get in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so when her husband became elected as president, President Bill Clinton, they had this, you ever heard like court records being sealed?
Mm-hmm.
They had her thesis sealed. The college, you know, I wish my college papers were sealed. Emma, you think about it.
Right.
They sealed her thesis.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was entitled, "There is Only the Fight, an Analysis of Lucifer's Concept of Organizing."
Mm-hmm.
No, it says, "There is Only the Fight, an Analysis of the Alinsky Model." It's all coming together right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you could think about it. These are two children, if you would, based on spiritually speaking, whose teachings you're holding onto. That's whose child you are. That's how God sees it. If you hold to Jesus' teaching, then you're his. If you hold to Lucifer's teaching and all the folks that come in as angels of light, you know, mm-hmm. in this case it was Jezebel, but mm-hmm. it was still Lucifer's teaching, his dark secrets, mm-hmm. even though the name Jezebel was there, then you are Lucifer's child. Yes, but it boils down to. And so in the context of that, then when these two were running against each other in the election, now you look back, it kind of gives you some insight, because they had these are two friends that have known each other for years in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not knowing this. We're just knowing this now.
Right.
And this is just a conversation like we're understanding. And so what you have when they're both running, you have two friends that are both Alinsky's children running against each other.
Yeah.
Who is dedicated to Lucifer
mm-hmm.
methodology to be able to organize. He taught it. She wrote a thesis on it.
Yeah.
He taught it for 4 years. He was an organizer. He taught it. So he was actually like probably the child that Alinsky would have appreciated the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's not crazy sense for Bill Ayers to go meet with him when he kicks off his campaign. Because Bill Ayers was a community organizer, and that just all makes sense. Like, oh, this is Alinsky's children. These are people that hold to Alinsky's teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel's children. And so just because Jezebel says that she's a prophet, or he says that she's a prophet, and they're speaking to God, listen, they're going to say whatever God to say. Mm-hmm. But they're not truly. They're actually angels of darkness, not angels of light. They're masquerading, as right. it appears. And so we're finding out, oh my goodness. And so we got to pay attention here, because God's going to judge the church based on, did we follow Jesus or did we follow Lucifer? And it comes in a lot of different names. And so these tactics we've been talking about, that's how important it is. It's so important, because that is where we're going to be judged. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to the church, not the world. And so, and they said, and you can see the article that I just read from in Chicago, when young Hillary Rodham, now Clinton, was in a church, a radical church group, then Alinsky came in, Lucifer's child comes in,
right.
and takes this young girl and begins to, and he even says in the article that he tried to hire her up. Instead, she went to college instead. But she wrote a paper. She was so connected, she wrote a paper on the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper was so radical that when her husband, who, by the way, she located when he was a governor of Arkansas, when she was in that law firm,
mm-hmm.
And she saw this governor down there, who was a conservative, from reports that when he first ran for governor and he was governor, but he did the right things, within God and country and those mm-hmm. type of, you know, beliefs. But then when he started making those kind of decisions when he was in office, you know, then he didn't get reelected.
All right.
And that's when, you know, when people don't keep you as their pastor, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. It could mean that you're right,
mm-hmm.
and they want to follow the teachings of Lucifer. A lot of people at that point say, I need to adjust the gospel. I need to adjust what I'm saying. And that's the point where they met up, and she saw this governor down in Arkansas, and so she began to have a relationship with him and eventually kept her name, but went down there and started helping him in politics. And he changed, it's all of the kind of the timelines are overlapping here, but
mm-hmm.
he changed his doctrine.
Right.
He changed his viewpoints, and he had become, it looks like what we're seeing now, potentially another follower, or one that holds to Alinsky's child.
Mm-hmm.
These are Alinsky's children.
Yeah.
These are Saul's children. Think about it. It's all making sense.
Wow.
It's Jezebel.
Mm.
And by the way, they can do whatever they want to. Everybody, God honored everybody's decision. The thing is, what are you doing? Are you following God? Or are you following Lucifer, right?
That's
you fall
right.
in light, you fall in darkness. So we're going to go to the fourth tactic. The fourth tactic that we found out now that our president was teaching on the payroll, which I don't know if it was on the payroll or not, but he was teaching for, as he was hired by, Saul Alinsky,
mm-hmm.
was the fourth tactic. He taught these tactics, what they said, right? They just said it on Fox News. The tactic was, this is the fourth tactic, make the enemy live up to its own Book of the Rules. This is the tactic. Make the enemy live up to its own Book of Rules. He goes on to say, and this is from the book Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, you can kill them this way, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity.
Mm.
This is what he taught. This is what our president taught.
Wow.
And he can do that. And the First Amendment says, right now, I can say this. This is the fourth tactic. The book dedicated to Lucifer.
Mm.
The fourth tactic is make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. He says, you can kill them. You can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity. So in other words, Alinsky's saying Christians aren't real. Christ is not real.
Mm-hmm.
This whole walking in God's not real. And he brings in and says, aha, that's how we'll kill them. We'll kill them by the letter of the law.
Mm.
We'll kill them. This is what he's teaching.
Wow.
And so now you're actually seeing the push, the nudge, the lie, the other things that are going on. And it's like, and if you fall prey to works, you're going to go down, because they're absolutely right in regards to that. Because in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 through 13, he says, Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified by God, because we're justified by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says the person who does these things will live by them. Christ, Jesus Christ, and he said Christianity, Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hung on a tree, hung on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Understand this, 1 Corinthians 15:56, the sting of death is sin, but the power of sin is the law. And Paul speaks about this struggle in Romans chapter 7. He says, I find out there's something happening in me that when I want to do good, I end up doing evil. When I have these great intentions, I think it's, and then he says, well, therefore, you know, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the law, because it lets me know when I am sinning. Listen, the word of God is not for us to walk a righteous walk in the word of God. The word of God is to let us know when we're sinning, to turn to God, who will empower us to walk humbly before him and totally dependent on him. You are not saved by the law. Romans 8, 2 through 4 says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order for the righteous requirements of the law to be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the flesh. Listen, America was founded on the word of God, one nation under God. This fourth tactic is about causing you to look at the letter of the law. And the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. You have to preach Jesus in the cross and him crucified, and not sit there and start preaching the principles and the kingdom word to somebody who don't even know God.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth tactic will work on a religious church. It'll work on a religious church, but it won't work on a man who's totally dependent on the finished and complete work of the cross and abides with God and stays in the word of God, because he knows outside of that, he'll be walking in darkness. The fourth tactic is make the enemy live up to its own book of the rules, and you can kill them with this, for they can no longer obey their own. They can not only obey their own rules no more than Christian church can obey Christianity. That's not true. You can, through the power of what the finished work of the cross of Christ. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.